So we're continuing from where we left off. I don't know when, Tuesday or something. So I wanted to go through the other shita. We went through Rav Yose's shita. Now I want to go through Rav Hamnuna. We're not really going to go through Abaye so much, but we'll go through Rav Hamnuna, his shita in the Gemara. Just the chaz of the Gemara. Rav Hamnuna rejects Rav Yose. Rav Yose's the opinion that says that the pshat and the brisa is about differences between biyad, or if it's bakli, and different types of kalim. So masik lo Rav Hamnuna, midi kon v'tamchoi katani. Rav Hamnuna asks, does the brisa say explicitly that we're dealing with a kon v'tamchoi? It doesn't. So he rejects the opinion of Rav Yosef. El amar Rav Hamnuna, borer v'ochel ochel mitoch psoles, borer maniach ochel mitoch psoles, psoles mitoch ochel lo yivror v'imbir chayv chatas. Pshat in the brisa is as follows. The case of Borah V'Ochel is dealing with where you're taking Ochel mitoch psoles. Borah Meniach is Ochel mitoch psoles. But if it's psoles mitoch Ochel, so then that's Chayev Chatos. Then comes the last sheet of Abaye, Maskul Abaye, essentially the same question that Rav Hamnuna had on Rav Yosef. Says Maskul Abaye, Midei Ochel mitoch psoles katani. Does it mention in the price anything about Ochel mitoch psoles? So rather, Abaye says we're dealing with the case of where it's the altar. So we have these three different sheetahs, the altar, Ochel mitoch psoles, and biyad. So the question that we addressed last time on Rav Yosef was, do we hold of Rav Yosef Maskana? And does Rav Yosef require the other conditions? So we're essentially going to deal with the same issue for Rav Hamnuna. Does Rav Hamnuna apply to Maskana, this concept that you require Ochel mitoch psoles, as opposed to psoles mitoch ochel? And the question is, does Rav Hamnuna agree to the other shitas? Does he also require la'altar and biyad? Does he require all three? We know that we passed in that you need all three. That was Rabbi Hananel. And Ayin Dalan Beis says that we pass in like all three. And Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like all three. And the Kiddush Aran also passes like all three. The question is whether that's just after the Amoraim are talking, that we're just mapping the whole like all three, or whether the Amoraim actually hold of all three. Or is it that they just hold of their own Ptur? So the Gemara later on does address Ochel mitoch psoles, even though it was rejected as the pshat in the brisa, it seems pretty clear from the Gemara that the concept of it being a patur is kept. The Gemara has two times where it mentions it. It says, first, ki asa Rav Dimi, amar shavta de Rav Bibi Havi, vikloi Rav Yami Rav Basi, shada kamayhu kilkola de peri. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi came to Rav Dimi, and he threw in front of them a kokola de peri, like a pile of a basket of peros, of fruit, essentially to get out of any problems of borer. He just threw it in front of them to spread it out. So they weren't sure, why did he do this? V'lo yadana, imishim desavar ochem mitoch psoles aser, imishim ayin yafu hu demechavin. He's doing this for other people. He's giving it to them. Essentially, what he's giving to them is the ochel. It's ochel mitoch psoles. And so they're not sure why did he do this. Did he do this because he thought ochel mitoch psoles is aser against Rav Hamnuna? Or did he just do this because he was doing this by an yofa for technical reasons? He was just giving them a lot of things to have. Yeah.
Sorry. You're talking about the story that when he threw the kalkala of the peri, is that he threw the basket away that distributed the fruit on the table? Or he threw the basket and placed the basket in front of them, and then
threw
the basket, and let them pick,
yeah. Well, Rashi says, Shatchan, that he spread it out. He spread it out so that it's no longer viewed as a mixture. That's how Rashi understands it. That he really spread it out to get out of any mixture problems. We'll see later, in the future, that one of the ways to get out of borer is just to get rid of the mixture. You don't have any borer if you have a mixture, so if you just spread it out, so then you no longer have a mixture. That's the solution to the chayyam, exactly. So he spread it out to get out of, so it's not unclear, did he do this to get out of borer problems or some borer issue here, or did he just spread it out so that they have a lot of different fruits to pick from? So at first glance, this Gemara sounds like that he argues on Rav Hamnuna. That's what it sounds like from first glance. He says, at least according to one side, that he might hold, according to that side, that Ochel mitoch psoles is aser. That would be arguing with Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna holds Ochel mitoch psoles as a heter. There's a tzad here to say that maybe he argues on the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. However, if you go to Tosos, Divrei Masechta V'lo Yadana, Tosos says as follows: V'lo Yadana im Yishom deKosav Ochem Tov Psalos Aser. He says, Perish lo yadana mashal obirim tchila kodim sheviim lefneihem. Aval eilafarish mashal obirim bishah sheiniach lefneihem, dimkei mai ka'amar mishim tekesav ochum with a psalach aser, talukulay amasharinan ochum mitok psalas la'altar. He says, we don't know whether he gave them ochum mitok psalas when he gave it to them way before, meaning he's doing this before they actually show up and are ready to eat. So the issue, the case, Tosas changes the case from the Pashup Shot, where he makes an attempt on the case, that the case is where he's doing this before they come. So this bo rare is really lebo bayom. It's for later on in the day. It's not about it for right now. He says, why can't it be for right now? Because it's for right now, so then it's Pashup. For right now, Olchem Mitel Psalas is for sure going to be mutter. That's not a question. You wouldn't even have a tzad to say that that's also. It's Pashat, Ochum Mitol Psalas La'altar, is Mutter. The whole question is when it's Lebo Bayom, when it's later on in the day. When you take Ochum Mitol Psalas for later on in the day. So it seems to be that the whole issue then changes to being about Lebo Bayom. It's really a question about, does he hold of a heter of Ochum Mitol Psalas Lebo Bayom, for later on in the day. So, just from here, it seems like the tzad to say that Ochum Mitol Psalas Lebo Bayom is mutter, I would assume, is the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. So it doesn't have to be, but I would assume that, according to Tosos, the second tzad held that it's not a Bora problem, even though it's Lebo Bayom. You're taking Ochum Mitol Psalas, it's for later on in the day, but it's not a problem with Bora, there is no problem here with Bora, according to the second tzad. So I would assume that that's trying to be parallel to the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna is the heter of Ochum Mitol Psalas. And so that heter is essentially saying that you have a heter of Ochum Mitol Psalas, even though it's for later on in the day. According to that second side, that there is no Bora issue here. The first side is saying there is a Bora issue here. The second side is saying that there isn't. The side that's saying that there isn't a Bora issue here would be going according to Rav Hamnuna, who holds that Ochum Mitol Psalas is mutter. And it's mutter even later on in the day. So according to that, it would come out that Rav Hamnuna, according to that second tzad, they understand, according to Rav Hamnuna, that there's a heter of Ochum Mitol Psalas, even if it's not for right now. Because the case that we're dealing with, according to Tosos, is not a case of right now, it's a case of Lebo Bayom, later on in the day, and yet we're still going to have this heter of Ochum Mitol Psalas. So the pshat in Rav Hamnuna of Ochum Mitol Psalas is without the other condition of having it la'alter. We don't need the condition of la'alter in order to have a heter of Ochal Mitoch Psalas. That's how Tosos understands it. Anybody want me to repeat that? We're good? Yes, let me repeat it. Tosos says that what's the case that we're dealing with here of where he spread it out? So he says that Pashat, it can't be a case where it's La'alter, where it's right now. He's taking Ochal Mitoch Psalas for right now. Because if that's the case, nobody would hold that that's a problem with Borer. That's for sure not a problem with Borer. That's for sure Mutter. Rather, this is the case. The whole case is dealing with a case where he's preparing her for the future. They're going to come in a few hours, so he's preparing the meal for right now for the future. So it's a case of Lebo Bayom. It's not a case of La'alter. And the reason, the whole suffix of the Gemara is there a Bora problem here? Because even though it's Ochum Mitol Psalas, there's still a Bora problem here? Or is it really, there is no Bora problem here, but the reason why he's doing this is just Ba'ayin Yafu Hud Mechavin. He's just doing this give them a lot to choose from. But there really is no Bora problem here. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Is there a Bora problem here or isn't there a Bora problem here? So the case that we're dealing with is where it's Lebo Bayom, for later on in the day. So there's a tzad in the Gemara to say that even though it's Lebo Bayom, for later on in the day, there is no Bora problem here. We have no problem with Bora. Why is there no problem with Bora? L'chor, the reason why there's no problem with Bora is because you're taking Ochel Mitoch Psalas. That's the case. All we know about from this case are two things. One is that's Lebo Bayom, and the second one is that it's Ochel Mitoch Psalas. Those are the factors in the case. One second. So the tzad to say that it's Mutter is to say that the reason why it's Mutter is because it's Ochel Mitoch Psalas. Even though it's for later on in the day. It's not for right now. It's going to be for later on in the day. So who holds of that? Who holds of this heter of Ochel Mitoch Psalas when it's later for later on in the day? So, Lechora, the only one that holds like that, the only one that he could be going like, is Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna has this heter of Ochel Mitoch Psolas. So Rav Hamnuna, who has this heter of Ochel Mitoch Psolas, according to this side of the Gemara, doesn't require la'alter, because this is a case of where you're doing it for the future. You're not doing it for right now, but it's for the future. So according to Rav Hamnuna, we see he doesn't require this other condition of la'alter according to that side in the Gemara.
That can be just a case of litzorach tzuda. That means you're just prepping for the tzuda. So some people even say la'alter, like Mishnah Aruch says, or Mishnah Berurah says, la'alter is even litzorach tzuda. Maybe that could be.
It's hard to say that because the other side is ein lefarish mashal biram b'shash einiach lefneim at the time that he's putting it in front of them. So it's hard to distinguish and say that it's pasha that when you put it in front of them, that's the same shas tzuda as when you're making it. It's all the same time. There has to be some difference between the two. So I would assume the case that pashut is a case where you're preparing the meal.
They're both la'alter, like to say my.
Yeah, to say what you're saying, they'd all end up being the same like dara, the la'alter. It's difficult to say that.
And la'ach, you can't say la'acher zman versus la'alter?
It is. I'm saying it is la'acher zman.
You're saying la'acher zman.
I'm saying l'bo bayom. That's the case of la'acher zman. It's la'acher zman, and yet we see that there's still a reason to say why it's mutter. This is really not my har. This is really the bir halacha. Shinin test dalid. Divrei maskil mitoch. From these bir halachas that you learn that you can't read a bir halacha unless you actually do a sugya. It's not like it's clear. You have to know the sugya well to read the bir halacha. The beginning of Divrei Maskil Mitoch, the end of Divrei Maskil Mitoch, is what we dealt with last time about the fish. In the beginning here, so he's discussing this issue of this heter of Ochel Mitoch Psoles. Does it have to be for right now, or is this heter even if you were to do it for the future? So he tries to prove from this Tosfos to say that it has to be that it's. He goes on based on the Gemara. He says. Yeah, he has a different diak, but it's based on that Tosfos. Let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chizkiya Amar, Haborat Hermosim Mitoch Psol Shalahen Chayav. Chizkiya says, if you're Borat Hermosim Mitoch Psol Shalahen, so then you're Chayav. The Gemara says, Lema Kasav Chizkiya Ochel Mitoch Psol Es Aser. Ah, I can bring you Chizkiya also. Chizkiya also holds against Rav Hamnuna. That Ochel Mitoch Psoles is Aser. Rav Nuna holds Ochel Mitoch Psoles is Mutter. It seems to be that Chizkiya holds it's Aser because he holds Borat Hormosim Mitoch Psoles Shalahen is Chayav. And the Gemara gives its answer, which is Rashi has one shot, Mishnah Berurah has a different shot. The Gemara gives an answer. But the Bir Halacha has the following cheshbon. He says, according to Tosfos, what we've been dealing with until now in this topic of Ochel Mitoch Psoles from the previous story, is lebo bayom. We're dealing with the case of for the future. It's not for right now, but you're separating for the future. So he says Chizkiya also, therefore, is a case of where it's for the future. There's no reason to assume that anything changed. This is the chiddush of the Bir Halacha. He says that Chizkiya is also dealing with the future. So that means we're dealing with the future. And so therefore, in the future, the Gemara says leima kasar v'chizkiya ochum toch psolas aser. Are you telling me that ochum toch psolas is aser? When it's for the future. So he says that the whole issue here is dafka for the future. Of Ochel Mitoch Psoles being Aser. But if it's for right now, so then that would be, it seems to be, that would be Mutter. So, let me just read this inside. It says, "Mashmah the Tosfos Mefarshi Hachi, the B'divrei Masav Leidana Mefarshi Madikamer Sham Imishim Desaver Ochel Mitoch Psoles Aser." Hayni Lachesman. The story is a case of Lachesman. Umemela Madikamer B'Gemara Achikach Lema Kasav Chizkiya Ochel Mitoch Psoles Aser. Hainu Gam Kim B'Lachesman. Just like the story, he's dealing with a case of Lachesman where it's not for right now. So too, this whole discussion with Chizkiya is also Lachesman. And the Gemara says that no, really the case of Tormus is a case of Psoles Mitoch Ochel. That's what the Gemara rejects it and says, for whatever reason, the Gemara ends up saying that Tormus is really a case of psoles mitoch ochel. Umemra da baye de mechayev la'achar zman koi, a psoles mitoch ochel. So the Gemara says that really the case is psoles mitoch ochel, and it's la'achar zman. And that's the case that's going to be chayev. When it's psoles mitoch ochel and la'achar zman, that's the case that's chayev. But it's specifically where it's la'achar zman. One second. Yeah, hold up on that point of Bir Halacha. I have to review the Bir Halacha. Either way, from the previous point of Imishem Ayim Yafel Hudim Mechavin, it seems that according to that side, Ochel Mitoch Psoles would be mutter even if it's Labo Bayom, according to that side, within Rav Hamnuna. Another Bir Halacha for now. If you look at the Ran, I don't know if you have the pages for page 3. You'll just follow along. There's this run, and I end on Amaral, different mass of Lebo Bayom. It's found on page 3 of the sources. So he seems to say that, not just at Sana the Gemara, but he seems to say within Rav Hamnuna, completely, that Lebo Bayom, Ochel Mitoch Psoles is Mutter, even Lebo Bayom, for later on in the day. It's not just for right now, but Ochel Mitoch Psoles would be Mutter, even for later on in the day. If you see towards the end of the run, by Veli Nira, he first quotes the Ra'ah. Who says that the heter of Rav Hamnuna of Ochel Mitoch Psoles is specifically when it's La'alter. He quotes the Ra'ah, who says that. Really, Rav Hamnuna agrees to all the other Shitas, and he requires also La'alter. Just like Abaye has La'alter, Rav Hamnuna also has La'alter, so you require both. But then he goes on and he argues. By Veli Nira, it's like, I don't know, 7 lines from the bottom. It's mutter even for later on in the day. Only Abaye requires the altar, but Rav Hamnuna doesn't. And then he differentiates between the altar for later on in the day and then the altar for the next day. That's what the Ran says. He says that Ochel Mitoch Psoles would be mutter for Rav Hamnuna for later on in the day, but for the next day would be aser. And then he says, V'yesh mefarshim, that for Rav Hamnuna, even for the next day would be mutter. As long as it's ochel mitoch psoles, even for the next day would be mutter, as long as you don't use it b'kli. He says, as long as you don't use it b'kli, so then it would be mutter. So what comes out of this run, you see the last two sheets of the run, is that he first quotes the Ra'ah, who says that Rav Hamnuna really requires the altar, just like Abaye. Abaye has this condition of altar for there to be heter. Rav Hamnuna really also holds of it. And then he gives his own shot, where he says that according to Rav Hamnuna, as long as it's Ochel Mitoch Psoles, even if it's for later on that day, or he has another option that even if it's for the next day, it would be Mutter. So just what comes out of this is that, just like we had for Rav Yosef, we had this a couple days ago for Rav Yosef, that according to Rashi, Rav Yosef requires Biyad, but he doesn't necessarily hold to the other conditions. According to Rashi, he doesn't necessarily hold of requiring it to be la'alter. So too, over here, for Rav Hamnuna, according to one side, according to Tosfos, one side of the Gemara, also he doesn't require it to be la'altar. It's fine if it's for later on in the day. And also for the Rani here, he has different shitas. According to the Ra, it does have to be right for right now. But according to his last two shitas, it could be for the future, as long as it's ochel mitol psolas, and you'll have a heter. So what comes out is that for Rav Yosef and for Rav Nuna, when they say their shitas, it's not mukhrach that they hold of the other shitas. There are various opinions which say the other way. They hold that it's an independent heter. Either biyad is an independent heter, or ochel mitol psolas is an independent heter. There are those that argue and say that no, they do require the other tanaim, the other conditions. But there are some shitas out there that say that they're really independent heterim. But everyone seems to agree, at least most of the Rishonim agree, that Lamaisa, we are the ones that are machmir to require all three conditions. Because the Gemara stresses all three in the end, they mention La'alter is the Pshan the Braisa. And then we have these various shitas after that, which hold of Olchem Utop Solos, and they hold of the heter of Biyad. So because the Gemara seems to need them also towards the end, so therefore when we paskin, we're going to require all three. But it's not necessarily true that the Amoraim, when they mention their heter, also require all three. They might just require their specific heter. But it's not necessarily true that they require all three.
Yeah, can we think of what would there be a nafkamina if we figured out the Rav Yosef and Rav Nuna did hold by the other theorem?
No, there's no nafkamina lahalasa, lahalacha, because in the end, why would you nafkamina?
I'm not exactly sure, but what's the reason why we hold by all three heterim? Maybe we hold them l'chumra, or maybe we actually hold them. I mean, if Rav Yosef, you hear the difference?
Yeah.
If we figured out that Rav Yosef and Rav Nuna actually hold by the other ones, then it wouldn't just be l'chumra.
It's interesting. I'm pointing out some of the Rishonim that show that they are their own shita and they don't require the other conditions. There are clearly there are some. The Ra'ah does require, according to Rav Nuna, does require la'altar. So in itself, this discussion in itself is already a machlokas Rishonim. It's not so pashut to begin with. You're saying according to that tzatz, then maybe you can have a shas v'chak situation.
So how do we view the fact that we hold by all three
of them? No, Lamaisa, we require all three, even in Shas Atcha.
Just because we see the Gemara Paskin that way, if we Paskin that way.
And because there are some Rishonim that say that even for Rav Nuna, he requires the other conditions. So that means they all hold. If there are, you can't pin down every Rishon to say that it's an independent Shita.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way we're passing is that we require all three even Pshas at the time. Do you have your hand up? No. You.
So, from what I remember from the last time we were talking about Rav Yosef, we were able to prove with him that since what he brought based on the Rashi, that since that right that Maimra Ravashi was talking about Kanavatamkoy, and that was Lobo Bayom, and that would be that Kanavatamkoy, Lobo Bayom was the Rabbana, not the Raita. And that's like where we extracted it. Like, according to him, the Raita's not an issue, right? Then, so which means that in that situation we're able to prove that Durabana, like Daraita, right, that's what Rav Yosef holds, you know, like the heter works to make it only Durabana. And here we were able to actually show that according to Tosfot, it seems like he'd say that Lechatchila you're allowed to do open with the solid the Rav Yosef, no. In which case we're kind of saying that there's different levels of like how the
last time we just proved that he's dealing with in the Braisa, and when he has his heter of Biyad, it's even for Biyad. It happens to be that if Ashi is just his pater, but it would also be for Biyad. But it's just because it's kind of a tamkli there that is an issue Rabbanan. He would hold the heter also for Biyad.
Yeah.
That's an exception. So he would also have a heter of Gamma. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to start with being Magder Ochel Mitoch Psolas.